the poppy. The poppy is a sign of courage. The poppy is a sign of love, of risk, of blood, of sacrifice, of willingness to move forward, of hope. The poppy first came into prominence for us as Canadians when the poem "In Flanders Fields," which we had beautifully presented to us this morning, was created. And it commemorates the Flanders Fields in France after Vimy and the other sacrifices of World War I. In fact, the Legion last year commissioned Leonard Cohen, who died last night, to do a special presentation of In Flanders Fields. And if you get a chance to find it on your computers, I'd invite you to look at it. It's very moving, very powerful. The love and service and dedication which is embodied in the symbol of the poppy for all those who have served Canada is important. Flanders Fields and Vimy Ridge are important in my own family, as my uncle fought at Vimy Ridge and his life was shortened as a result. He survived it, but barely. That time of World War I, the Allies won, and then with reparations, Europe, Middle Europe, especially Germany, went into a great crisis. And we, unfortunately and sadly, were in denial and indifference to what was happening. And before you knew it, we were into World War II because of the rise of Hitler in Germany, and Mussolini in Italy. And then, because of all that history that we didn't really think about, what came up was World War II. Over 1 million Canadians were involved in that struggle. 1 million. Some of you who were involved in that are here today and alive. And I thank you sincerely from my heart for your service, for your courage, for your risk-taking, and your dedication. Canada came of age at Vimy Ridge as an independent force from England, or Great Britain, I guess I should say. And we carried on into World War II, making great contributions in many, many ways and in many, many places. And our Canadian forces carried on into Korea and into peacekeeping and into other conflicts around the world. Most recently, we are involved in Afghanistan, and now we're involved in fighting ISIS. And for all this service, we give thanks, and we give thanks to all those who are here active today in service. We remember them, but we must also learn from the lessons of the past and learn from their courage, because today we have another enemy in our midst that is insidious and destructive and growing. And all of us, no matter what age we are, including the very young of us, the babies in arms, are going to be affected by it. And so as we contemplate our poppies today, we have to think about taking risks and having courage and standing up, because the enemy will not go away if we continue to ignore it, to deny it, and be indifferent to it. And that enemy is climate change. And all of us must take the same resolve and risk-taking and sacrificing that those before us did so that we would have freedom today. We must make that same dedication to fighting climate change. Or the babes in arms who are here today, when they get of age to have children, will not have a good life for their children or their grandchildren. Now it may seem strange to talk about this on Remembrance Day, but we must, because climate change is not a belief. I believe in God. Climate change is a reality, demonstrable and provable through science. It is the next big battle for this planet Earth. God gave us one planet to live on and gave us the responsibility to be stewards. And today on this Remembrance Day, as we thank those who served for our freedom and our lives, we must think about the next battle and consciously and intentionally become engaged. Because this is a battle we cannot afford to lose. Some people think it's a hoax. Some people want to be in denial. It's not true. It is real and it's progressing. And so in your own ways, I hope you will become more conscious. Do the research and get involved. We don't want to lose the benefit of all the sacrifice that we remember this day. And so I pray that we go forward engaged in what's around us, aware and alert, and moving forward to defeat the enemy, climate change. May God bless us as we move forward as a people of the planet Earth, created by God, who love God and God loves us. We now shall continue to worship this day in our remembrance with a selection from the AESS band.